From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. Senate Democrats will be trying again today to move the financial overhaul bill to the Senate floor. They failed yesterday to get the 60 votes needed to begin debate. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says tougher rules for Wall Street are fine, but he says the GOP won't be rushed on what he describes as another massive bill. Democratic Senator Ben Nelson of Nebraska joined GOP efforts to prevent that bill from reaching the floor, saying he too has concerns about it. President Obama heads west today. He's making stops in Iowa, Illinois, and Missouri today and tomorrow. As Alex Degman reports with member station WIUM, the president is hoping to bring attention to issues facing rural economies.
Mr. Obama is expected to talk about policies he says will strengthen the rural economy. Christina Romer is the chair of the president's Council of Economic Advisors. She says rural issues remain high on the president's priority list despite an already full legislative agenda.
He is seeing, you know, all the regions of the country, I think, is a sign that he takes the problems of each region, I think, very seriously.
The president will be in Fort Madison, Mount Pleasant, and Ottumwa, Iowa today as part of his White House to Main Street tour. Tomorrow, he'll stop in Macon, Missouri, and finish the day in Quincy, Illinois, where he'll talk about Wall Street regulations. For NPR News, I'm Alex Degman in Macomb, Illinois.
The CEO of Goldman Sachs goes before Senate lawmakers today. Lloyd Blankfein's testimony comes as the Wall Street firm fights fraud charges. The firm is accused of earning billions of dollars during the nation's housing meltdown at the expense of its clients by misleading investors in complex mortgage securities, ones that later turned toxic. The White House is ordering federal agencies to deploy resources to contain the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico from that sunken platform. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports crews are still trying to shut off the deepwater well that's spewing 42,000 gallons of oil a day.
An oil slick larger than the state of Rhode Island is coming from the site of last week's explosion of an oil rig off the coast of Louisiana. Doug Suttles, chief operating officer of BP Exploration and Production, says the company is doing everything it can to try to stop the flow, but the leak more than 5,000 feet deep in the Gulf is unprecedented.
These are activities that have never been accomplished before, but have been used in shallower waters. And we have the world's best experts working on this 24 hours a day.
Gulf Coast states are preparing for the worst should the oil reach the shore. Baldwin County, Alabama Emergency Management Director Leanne Riles says it could be both an environmental and economic disaster. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Orange Beach, Alabama.
The deadly explosion at a West Virginia coal mine is being looked at today on Capitol Hill. Senate lawmakers want to look at ways to improve mine safety. This is NPR News from Washington. Wall Street gets a look at more economic numbers today. The Conference Board releases its latest index on consumer confidence in the U.S. Also, the Standard & Poor's Case-Shiller Home Price Index for February is also due out. Anti-government protesters in Thailand's capital, Bangkok, have been busy today, forcing the shutdown of the city's elevated commuter rail service. From Bangkok, NPR's Michael Sullivan reports there were no reports of violence or any attempt by the military to remove the protesters from their encampment in the heart of the city.
Transit officials shut down Bangkok's SkyTrain for several hours during morning rush hour after protesters placed dozens of tires on the platform at a station near their encampment. Service was later restored, but military units were deployed at other stations and key traffic intersections to keep protesters away. Protest leaders today upped the ante by announcing they will begin mobile rallies all over the city tomorrow. Those could lead to clashes with the military or with rival groups of demonstrators who've become impatient with the protesters' occupation of the city's main shopping district and the government's lack of action against them. Prime Minister Abhisit Chachiwa, however, says he hopes to resolve the crisis and enforce the rule of law with minimum losses. In an interview with CNN, Abhisit said a solution will take time, patience, and cooperation. All seem in short supply. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Bangkok.
Venezuela's president is dismissing a Pentagon report. Hugo Chavez describes the report as a disgrace. It says an elite unit from Iran's Revolutionary Guards is in Venezuela and increasing its presence in Latin America. Chavez says that finding is totally false. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News, in Washington.